Sorry, I don't have any money when I'm homeless, but Seder, you can share. Seder, so let's begin. I want to discuss the nature of this mitzvah Mechias HaMalek, which is Parsha Zachar. So the mitzvah is to remember, and there's also Tim Chazek HaMalek, the end, right? First Makar, Tim Chazek HaMalek, Mitachas HaShamayim. Parsha is a mitzvah to kill them, to destroy them. If you look in the description in the Farsi Peshalach, which we read on Purim morning, second source. Again, Mocha Emcha Zecher Amalek. Bitachas Hashemayim. Ve'even Moshe ve'mizbeach ve'kra Shmo Hashem Nisi. Ve'yomer ki Yad al Keis Ka Milchama Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. So Moshe builds a mizbeach. He calls out, Hashem Nisi. Calls him his Be'ach Hashem Yisi. And then there's this cryptic pasuk. Moshe says, Ki yar al keis ka, milcham al Hashem malek bidor dor. So the Sforno there explains, what is this pasuk referring to? Amar, tam tfilasi zos, bipnei shakel yisbarach nishba shetiye lo milcham al malek bidor dor. V'chayavim anu lilachim milchamto b'chol dor v'dor. We're obligated to fight a malek, the milcham of Hashem. There are three mitzvahs given to Am Yisrael when they entered Eretz Yisrael. First, have a king, and only then to be Koreis Zera Amalek. The idea it seems to be coming out of this Sforno that it's a mitzvah of milchama. You need a king, you need an army, and then you have a milchama, and then you base a mikdash. L'chein ispalalti sheyehu nisi v'romam. And therefore, Hashem, Moshe is davening to Hashem that he should be successful in waging this war. So the pashas, the mitzvah is to destroy Amalek, period. How do you destroy them? However you want. But some of the Achronim learned, based on this pasuk in Shmos, milchama l'shem Amalek, that to get her milchama. And I think it's Meduk in the Sforno, that's why I brought the Sforno. The Brisk Rav says this, to get her milchama. In the Chadashos, the Brisker of the Chadashos, we don't have it in the Beis Medrash, but also in the Shiurim of David Soloveitchik, which is nifted a few weeks ago. So he brings from his father that it's a din milchama. It's not time to kill the Malekim, there's a din milchama. Okay, so I want to discuss a couple of nafkaminas, whether or not the mitzvah is just to kill them, or there's a din, a gedder of milchama. The first is a famous discussion about are women obligated in this mitzvah. This past Shabbos, Shabbos Zachar, there's a big discussion in the postgame, should women come to shul Shabbos Zachar? Some communities are very makbid on it, and other communities never heard of it. So, the chinuch is a makor that says women are potter from Shabbos Zachar, from listening to Shabbos Zachar. Why? Says the chinuch, in Hagas Mitzvah Zu, the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Malek, v'chol makom v'chol zman, b'zacharim ki lahem lasus malchama v'nikmas ha'oye v'lo l'nashim. The chinuch writes, he makes two assumptions. He makes an assumption that the mitzvah zechira is connected to mechia. You don't have to necessarily make that assumption because it's a separate mitzvah. He says, no, the zechira is a zechira. Why do we remember? We remember it, or it's a reminder to do mechia. And he makes a second assumption that the mechia only applies to who? To men. Why is there no mitzvah mechia on women? Because women aren't chayiv in milchama. Now that's also an assumption. Is it so posh that women aren't chayiv in milchama? So the mechias chinuch takes on the chinuch. He says, "Mashkasav ki lahem lasus milchama olanashim beemes milchames mitzvah hakol yotzin afilu kala michupasa." Kavur b'shas. The Gemara says in Sota that by milchames mitzvah, even the women have to be involved on some level. So again, the chinuch, takes issue with the chinuch, but the assumption is that the mitzvah of mechias amalek is what a mitzvah of milcham. And therefore, since he's assuming women are potter, so Mamela, women are potter from Milchama Zamali. If you assume women are potter from Milchama, so Mamela they're potter. If you assume the Pashas and the mitzvah is not with Milchama, Tim Chesechar Malik. It's not a din Milchama, it's not a gedder Milchama, it's just you have to destroy them. So Mamela, why should I potter women? It's a Mrs. Essay, Lechara, Shiloh Azman Grama. So women should also be potentially chayiv in this mitzvah. Questions, comments? Okay. It's a formal question. Is it Gedra Milchama? But I think it's an important question. And then a couple of Afkaminas, like I said.
What,
yeah.
Over Bar Mitzvah,
Oh, so that's exactly the next nafkamina. I guess you won't look at the sheet. The Pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar that called Yotze Tzav of Yisrael. So Rashi brings there in the third Pasuk of Perek Aleph of Bamidbar, Magid She'in Yotze B'Tzav Apachas Yuben Esrin. There's no mitzvah to wage war until you're 20 years old. So, like Yoni's suggesting, if it's a din in Milchama, so there's no chiyuv if you're less than 20 years old. And whereas if we assume it's just a din in Mechiyas, L'chora, when you're 13, you're chayiv in all mitzvahs, unless we know otherwise. It's actually interesting, here in Eretz Yisrael, the Giyus is at 18. But the Hezdernikim, they only go to the army when they're about 20, because they 19 and a half, depending on the program you're in. But the Chorah of the Pashas, you shouldn't be taken to war until you're 20. I always thought it was interesting because, it used to be that people matured much earlier. A kid would be a kid till he was like 10, 13, and then he was an adult, he went to work. Nobody went to high school and to college. Today people stay kids till they're 25. Parents are supporting them. And yet, interestingly, those days, you couldn't go to war until you were 20. And today, when a kid is 18, he's still a kid. He's still going to be a kid for another 5 years. They take him out to war. It's just a little bit of a strange reality. Okay, so that's the mass we live in. I guess they feel you need to have, people, younger people going to war. But, yeah.
Is it possible that there's a difference between whether a woman is going to fight in a war, or use the Lashon of, it doesn't sound like it's like whether they're fighting in the war or in the army or not. So whether they're creating a Lachama against them, or if you saw an Amaleki in the street and you kill them, that would also be considered a Lachama. That's just a very, maybe it's turning back to whether you have to create a Lachama.
You're saying maybe the Minchas Chinuch isn't, his attack on the Chinuch isn't correct, because you're saying that the women, even if they have to go and make food in the kitchen, but they're not going to be creating the Milchama. That's what you're saying?
Okay.
But you might be right. But in Yanenu, the question I'm interested in right now is whether or not it's a Geder Milchama or it's a Geder Mechia. So the Chinuch is clearly saying it's a Geder Milchama. If you think it's a Geder Mechia, maybe women are chayiv. That's all I was trying to say. So you agree with that, Lachar, no?
Okay.
So the same Nachmina here, if it's a Geder Mechama, less than 20 is Pater. If it's a Geder Mechia, the Pashtus is less than 20. You could say no. Like, for example, the Mitzvah get married. There's a 13-year-old boy, with his tefillin, he also gets a wife. We don't do that, right? Why not? Because the Gemara says that you have to be of age, there's a certain, understanding, maturity, 18, whatever, however age, is appropriate. So you might say, theoretically, that for another reason, that you're not going to chayiv a 13-year-old boy in Mechia, but you'd have to need a source for it. Let's put it that way. It wouldn't be obvious that you're potter when you're less than 20. Next, nafkamina. Sakana. We know that pikoch nefesh is docha kol tara kula, except for the three big averos of Vodazara and Gilirayas and Shvichas Damim. So a person says, listen, I don't want to go to war because, it's dangerous. I'm scared, it's dangerous. You can get killed in war. So it's true, it's a mitzvah to go to the army, but pikoch nefesh. So what do we say to that? So what are you, Taina? So Isaac is saying the very nature of the mitzvah is that there's danger involved. That's what Michas Chinuch writes in source number 8. Karkasavti la'el v'nira da'af makom sakana m'choyav ki yadua da'atora lo tistamach al dinim al anisim. The Torah is not going to be so much al anisim, k'mavur b'ramban. V'tzivanu l'lachem, v'saknim nefesh v'lachama. You can't, because there's a kosov v'dafilu v'safek nefashos m'choyav mitzvah zu. So the Michas Chinuch writes famously that there's no p'tur v'koch nefesh when it comes to Milchama. Some try to use that in terms of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You assume Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is like a din Milchama now, so you can't say, I'm scared to live in the Shomron. No, it's a din Milchama, and you can mechalik, certainly, but either way, a person says, I'm not going to go to the army because I'm scared, because it's a pekoch nefesh, there's no p'tur. I think what he says is very, very mistaver and very much accepted. So the same thing here. You see a malik on the street. If you kill him, what might happen? He might try to kill you first. So is there a p'tur for koch nefesh? So if you say it's din milchama, there's no p'tur for koch nefesh. If it's tama mitzvah, so it's tama mitzvah, has a p'tur for koch nefesh. Only the gimel chamuros do we say yareg, val yav. Or. Another nafkamina. Yeah. Yeah. It could be the din milchama is, you know, hacharem tachrimem, to kill them, to destroy them. It could be part of the nature of the milchama. This milchama is to destroy. No, no. It could be there's a special din by because al zecher, meaning it shouldn't be a zecher amalek. You know, so it could be if that the need to obliterate the zecher amalek requires that we even kill the animals. But it's all begeder milchama, l'chora. It's just that this geder, it's a different geder milchama. There's milchama shoshes, there's milchama mitzvah, and then maybe this is like a special milchama mitzvah, a unique milchama mitzvah. Yeah, it's clear that the milchama, what do you want to win the war and obliterate them? The question is it just dinu mechiyo, or is it there's a geder milchama? That's a chakir. It's a subtle chakir, I agree. It's not, obvious chakir for that. So if it's really a geder milchama, there could be other dine milchama that might apply. So for example, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, source number 9, he freaks down this din of kriya l'shalom. In ozi milchama, im adlam ba'olam, you never wage war, at shekarin lehem l'shalom. Echad milchama z'shus, echad milchama z'mitzvah. You always try to be kore l'shalom. Im yishlimu v'kivu l'shalom mitzvah, s'nitzavani noach aleim, ein hargin mehen, neshama avrein l'mas. If they accept it, they accept the shalom, then they become servants. If they don't accept Zayin Mitzvahs, so if they, again, just to summarize, you always ask for Shalom. If they agree, great. If not, we kill them, we kill the males. But by Amalek, if they don't agree to Shalom, so then you totally obliterate them. So the Rambam says the din of Kriya l'Shalom applies to Amalek. You first thing you do is you ask, listen, do you want to, become a Ger Toshav? We'll be friends. If they say yes, that's great. The Ravid says, Amar Avram says, Shibush. There's a big shadow what the Ravid means. It's very cryptic. But the way the Chaznish learns the Ravid, I'll read it in the language, I didn't have room on the sheet. He says like this, Nira de Kavanas Ravid, Vamalek Ein Poskim L'Shalom. The way the Chaznish learns the Ravid is that there's no din Poskim L'Shalom. If they, the Amalekim trick us and they mekabel zayin mitzvahs, then we can't kill them. But initially, we don't try to, make peace, but then we try to destroy them. So the Rambam is telling us that the regular din milchama applies to milchamas Amalek. And the Ravid, according to Chaznish, is saying, no, hapitom, there's no din kriya l'shalom. We don't want to make peace with them, we want to kill them. So if it's a geder of milchama, so l'chora, the regular din of milchama should apply. If it's a geder of mechia, so it could be we're not going to have it. Now again, it's a little, like you only pointed out, it could be this a geder of milchama, it's a different geder of milchama. So you could always try to make more complex tliyas. But the pashtus is, if it's a regular din of milchama, kriya l'sham would apply. If it's not a din of milchama, if it's a din of mechia, there's no din of kriya l'sham. Marachashas, Rav Chanach Heinach Aigis, he was the dayan in Vilna in the Second World War. He was killed by the Nazis, and he wrote a very important work called the Marcheshes. It's actually interesting. In the Hakdama to his work, he writes that today, Brisk took over the world. He doesn't call it Brisk, but he says like the Lomdish Derech took over the world. What can I do? I learned from my Rebbeim. I have a classic, way of learning, and I hope people will, vimotzechein and appreciate my savior. His favor happens to be very Lomdish, but it's not like the classic, Brisk or Lomdish. Anyway, like I said, he was a great Talmid Chacham. He was killed. He was a very old man. He was killed in 1941 by the Nazis, and he has an interesting nafka mina to this question. He says, "Vaday v'mashakos of Rashi the ein zman milchama b'layla ha'inush ein chiyuv lilchom milchemes mitzvah." So, ki ein zman elabiyom. Here's a chiddush. He's deacon Rashi. There's no din milchama by night. It's only a milchama by day. The pashtus says there was no milchama by night because they didn't have night goggles. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't shaykh. But he doesn't know this. It's not by night. So now he wants to say, if you came into Ein Chiyu Melchama, El B'yom, he's a mitzvah Ezeh Shazman Grama. Shinashim Pturus. He says, why are women potter from Melchama's Amalek? Because it's Melchama's mitzvah, and Melchama's only by day, not by night. And therefore, he says, therefore, women are also potter from the Zechira, you know, based on the Chinuch, etc. So, another nafkamina, if it's din melchama, l'chara, it's only a mitzvah by day. If it's din mechira, it should apply by day and by night equally. And lastly, a very basic question, is this a chovas yachid or a chovas tzibur? Mentioned before. Because Milchama, meaning
he's... Milchama wouldn't be a product because it's a chiyuv on each. I mean, if you're going to say that it's not Nashmar Turas, it's because it's that one, it's each. I mean, he's saying it's because of
Mitzvah. Right, he thinks like a Minchas Chinuch. Really, Kalam Yichupasa. For a regular Milchama Mitzvah, again, I have to read the whole thing inside, but I'm not sure if it's Dafka this Milchama. You're saying there are two reasons why to Pater a woman. Either because categorically women are not Penos Milchama. He's assuming a woman could even Nesel Chama, it's just that it's essay, it's written on grammar, that's what they're about. Seder, Shkara. The last question I want to discuss in this section is the question of Chovas Yachid versus Chovas Tzibur. You know, you say hello to your next door neighbor, you know, Chris, and they say, where are you from? He says, oh, I'm from Amalek. So what do you do? At that point, is there a Chiyuv to kill them? Okay, it's a theoretical question. So the Pasha says there's no Chiyuv. The Pasha says the Din Melchama. If you look at the Gemara I quoted earlier, Shalosha Mitzvah is Tzavu Yisrael B'chini Sassan Laretz. L'Hami Melech, L'Hami Zer Amalek, L'Hami Zer Amalek, L'Hami Zer Amalek, it's a Mitzvah on Yisrael, it's a Mitzvah on the Tzibur. If you look at the Rechinuch, Rechinuch writes an interesting thing. He seems to contradict himself, line to line. Rechinuch writes, there's also a Mitzvah, Mutelas al tzibur. It's a mitzvah al tzibur. Ginin sh'amru zichon levracha, he quotes the same Gemara, shlosh mitzvah yisrael yisrael. He says on the aretz, limas melech, limas mitzvah bechira, hach yisrael. Uvem is ki gam al kol yachin mi yisrael, al zachari muta al chiyuv lahargam al avdom in ha'olam. So he says the mitzvah tzibur, and a line later, what does he say? Uvem is ki gam al kol yachin mi yisrael, al zachari muta al chiyuv lahargam al avdom in ha'olam. Mish koch biyadam. V'chol makom v'chol zman im ulay yimatzei echad v'chol zar. So the Brisker Rav, Zav Zalveitcher quotes the Brisker Rav said it's not true. It's only a mitzvah tzibur. There's no such thing. If you know your neighbors in a maleki, there's no mitzvah to kill. It's a mitzvah of milchama. It's a mitzvah of tzibur. Chinuch didn't assume that way because assuming lechora there's a din in mechia. But what's interesting in the chinuch, he says both. It's a mitzvah tzibur and it's a mitzvah on the yachid. So what's going on? So if you look here in the Har Ephraim, Har Ephraim was written by Ephraim Zev Garboz. His son is a famous Rosh Yeshiva of Avram Garboz, who wrote a lot of Sfarim and Kachim, the Talmud of Ribera Soloveitchik. So he has a parish in the Mechilta, and the Mechilta in Parashat B'Shalach says that Yeshua became the Melech on the day of Melchamas Amalek. Moshe made Yeshua the Melech. What's Pshat? So it says the Har Ephraim, Magich Osa Yom Nimshach Yeshua, that's the Mechilta. The mitzvah on the melech. The Yireim says explicitly, "The mitzvah limchus malik ala melech mutelis." Well, call Yisrael. Omnam achinuch mitzvah tapreish dalit. Because of ki mitzvah timcha mutelis gam al kol yachim Yisrael. Because there are shnei chiyuvim ika b'chiyas amalek. Chinuch, he's saying in the chinuch there's tzvei dinim. Chad achovas milchama samalek. V'od mitzvah kol yachid v'yachid. So there are really two dinim. There's din milchama and tzibur, and there's a din of mechia on every yachid. Asam Yarn, the mitzvah Melchama by Amalek, he mitzvah mutelas al tzibur kulo al pia melech, in Torah's Melchama el al pi melech. In Cain Hachamayr, the mitzvah Melchama, Malek, the chsiv Melchama, Hashem Amalek, the vein and ba melech, Shafir Mucha, also Yom Nishach Yeshua. So in Parshas B'Shalach, the tzibur made the Melchama. That's why you needed a melech. In Parshas Ki Teitze, there's a mitzvah Timche on every Yachid and Yachid. So he says there are really two different drachim. You can do it through Melchama. And even if there's no Melchama, you could do it as an individual. Okay. Like I said, you could reject this idea of individual. You say there's no such thing. The Chinuch is not true. It's wrong. That's what the Brisker Rav said. I saw the Mu'alim Zvanim. He wants to say that the mitzvah is to totally obliterate them. So if you kill your next door neighbor, it doesn't help because there's so many other Amalekim. So then he says, well, if there's the last Amaleki is alive, so then maybe you would have a chiyuv to kill him. The question is that b'toras b'chom, is it b'toras yachid? Okay. Anyway, the from Zahar Ephraim, another Rechonim says this also, that there's two dinim, it's basically unfortunate in the chinuch, that there's a din on the b'choma, on the tzibur, and there's also a din on the yachid to kill Amaleki. Oh, that's actually interesting. So the post can bring down this discussion. You know, if you miss Shabbos Zachor, can you make it up on Purim? Purim read Vayav Al Malik. So Mishbura handles, well, it doesn't say, you know, Timche. It doesn't say that you have to do it. It just says Kimocha Emcha Zechar Al Malik. So the Mishbura says maybe it's not good enough to read that parasha. But the truth is, according to Sforno, according to Biskarov, when it says Milchama Hashem Amalek, that's really part of the Chiyav. So whether or not you have to read Dafka Zachar, you're just tining, right? You're just tining that what? That you have to read Dafka Timche, because that's the Chovas Yochid, you can't read the Parsha in Mishalach, that's the Chovas Tzibur. It could be. But again, some people are solving on this. If you miss Shabbos Zachar, you have two options. You either hear Purim, or you can try to remember, you know, in the summertime when they read Ketetze, ask the Balkorias, you know? Zed. Based on these Sveidinim, so other Achronim, you know, develop it. So if you look at the Shut Man El Yo, this is written by the Aderet, the father and mother of Rukuk. Question?
Yeah, in that situation where the neighbor was not Amalek, Yutaka did have, you know, rounded up the whole seaboard to come together, that would be considered Milchama?
I don't think so, because Milchama has Dinim. You need a Melech, you can't. If you had a melech? Yeah, if you kill one person. Yeah, I think so. Some achronim say, like you're saying, that since we don't know who all the melechim are, so even if you kill one person as a tzibur, you can't kill them all. It's kind of like the Manim Zayim. And therefore,
one isolated attack isn't a war.
It's not a war. You're saying the melechim has to be a full-fledged war. It has to be ma'amir's, like, you know. That's what some achronim write. That Asi Lavo, all the Malachim come together, will be one nation, there'll be another nation, and then we can have a war. Until that point, the mitzvah is not nugget at all. Like you're suggesting. Yeah. Just two more nafkaminas based on this lamdus of Sveidinim. So the Man El Yahu, the Aderet, he discusses the question of Sakana. So if you look up on the first source in the sheet, on this side of the sheet, the Chinuch, he writes there in the second line, Emetski Gam al Kol Yachid mi Yisrael Zachari Mutal Chiyav, there's a Chiyav in every individual. L'hargam l'abdam im yesh koach b'yadam. So what does it mean, yesh koach b'yadam? So he wants to be dayik, that means that there's a p'tur of p'koach nefesh. So when we're saying, like the Minchas Chinuch, it's a war, there's no p'tur of p'koach nefesh. Same time, yesh koach b'yadam. So he wants to say that tzvei dinim, that if it's a war, if you're working with the war track, the dinim al-chama, there's no p'tur of p'koach nefesh. But if your next door neighbor, if you think he's going to kill you, then you're talking about Pater, because that's not a din Melchama. So Mela, there would be a Ptur of Koch Nefesh in that instance, if you really have to say din. And likewise, in Avnei Nezer, if you look here in Surah 17, Va'nira b'zeh dehine yachinuch kasov shigam al-chol yachid yish chiyuv, b'zeh yado mizera malik l'shiyar genu, b'zeh matzu yikam b'isha ke'inin sisra v'yayal. So he wants to say it's not for women. Women aren't chayev in mechir samalek in terms of the chiyuv of milchama. They can't have to go to war. But if there's an individual Amaleki next door, so then the woman, if there's no pikuach nefesh, she could kill the Amaleki, and that would be a chiyuv on her, like Yael and Sisra, etc. No, he wasn't, but yes, din milchama, I guess he would say, oh no, that's actually interesting. I don't know, I'm not sure. Meaning, you know, there's a famous word from Moshe Soloveitchik, that any nation that wants to kill the Jews is a Amalek. That's very, very chiddish. I don't know, I'm not exactly sure what he's referring to. Anyway, so like all I'm trying to say is that a lot of Achronim like this Tzveidinim in the Chinuch, and they try to go with it. So the Nafkamina, as we mentioned before, they're really only halfway, meaning women aren't Chayev in Mechama, but they're Chayev in Mechia, you know, Vechule. So you might say, until you're 20, you don't have to go to war, but if you have a neighbor who's an Amalek, you would have a Chayev to kill him, V'chein al zeh hader. Let's read it. V'zeh matzu yikam be'esh isha ki inyan sisra v'yael, v'lamah kasa Shemitzvah rak v'zuchayim shein v'yem v'chama. Chishomer d'chavim mitzvahs esay shazman gramash ina v'shabbis v'chomer chiyu misa d'amalek mishar chiyu v'misos shein nech v'shabbis. Okay, I apologize. The real point I wanted to make from here is the question of Shabbos. That is there a din, should you kill him on Shabbos? So milchama is doch Shabbos. That's the principle, adri d'ta, right? Adri d'ta filu b'Shabbos. That's the Gemara quotes in Shabbos Yitess. But if I have a next door neighbor who's an Amaleki, I can't kill him on Shabbos. That was not for me, so I apologize. That's really... Okay, so it works out. It's doch Shabbos, within milchama it is, but the individual mitzvah of your next door neighbor, you wouldn't have a chiyuv on Shabbos. Okay. And that actually takes me to the next question I want to analyze just very briefly, the geder of this mitzvah. First question we raise, is it a geder milchama or is it a geder mechiyah? Now I want to ask a more specific question. When you actually kill them, is that itself, what's the nature of that hariga? Is that a hariga of an onesh? Is that nekama? Is that hatzala? What exactly, why are we killing them? I'm not discussing tanya mitzvahs per se, like you could discuss tanya mitzvahs, meaning, you know, what's the point of killing them? You know, so you could say, well, it's nekama. Look at the Ramban, source number 18. So again, it could be time mitzvahs, but I think it's more than time mitzvahs. It's the geder, the halachic geder. Is it a geder of nekama? If you look at Adi Nezer, likewise, he writes, "Ach eno dimyon tarigas amalek ala avar lin kol mimenu harigas ein amin ala asid l'man hashalu yilmedu." Meaning he distinguishes the Amalek that it's a din nekama. It's supposed to be Zayin Amin that we shouldn't learn from them. So the Chino, the Raman, the Nezer speak of nekama. But others speak of Ratzala. You know, again, it's hard to, the whole idea of nekama, it's a little hard for us to relate to. A lot of ink has been spilled philosophically. What's the nature of this mitzvah? You know, Gadol nekama, she nichtav vin shteosios, v'chteshemos, but it's a little hard for us to relate to nekama. Ratzala is easier. You know, we believe that in their DNA they're going to try to kill us. So it's Ratzala. You know, by killing baby Hitler, you're doing a mitzvah. You're saving 6 million innocent souls. So if it's a geder Ratzala, it's a little easier to understand. There is a piyut that used to be read on in Ashkenaz on Shavuos called Kel Hashem Elokim Diber, which was written by the Ravan, Rav Elazar Bar Nason, one of the German Rishonim. And there's a perush on it called the Mamar Haskel. Not clear who wrote it, if he himself wrote it or somebody else wrote it, but the perush on the piyut, it discusses the 613 mitzvahs. And when it comes to Amalek, he writes like this, source number 20. Achre Yakum Hamelech Ilachim Hamelech Amalek, the Kaloso, Shinemar Timcha Sechar Amalek, the Onja Shir Zev, who Shiroi, Shi Anes, Bishpacha, Umo, we want to punish them. Laman Yiru Hashar, Vulyasifu, Behefseid. We want to punish them so people will learn. It'll be a deterrent. Pen Yase Behem Kivne Ploni, Achim Yoli Behem Ish Ram, Afsi, Chil Yachish, Laraso, Nafsha, Listakal, Barashi, Asa. We want people to have a deterrent. If there's a Russia that's born, he's not going to be successful in getting people to kill the Jews, because they know last time this happened, you know, Amalek tried it and they were destroyed. So the mitzvah of Amalek is more of a deterrent. It's more of Hatzala la'asir. So that's a different understanding. It's not Nekama, it's more Hatzala. And there is a sefer called Gur Ari Yehuda. It was written by the son of Rav Menachem Zemba. Rav Menachem Zemba was probably one of the biggest gedolim in Europe before the war. He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. It was actually very encouraging in the uprising. He was killed on Chol Hamoed Pesach. And they succeeded in burying him. It was the middle of the uprising. And after the war, they found his cavern. They brought his body up here. He's buried in Har Menuchos. So Menachem Zeman was a Gon Adir. And he had a son who died when he was 19 years old. His son was also a Gon Adir. And they published a book in the 20s in memory of his son who passed away very young. And he writes the following. The Heir Admor Shlita, he's talking about his father, Rav Nachum Zemba, L'sapek b'inyan mitzvahs michias amalek. Imu inyan mitzvah or inyan onesh. V'kavanek inyan shematzino barigas bezin, diyesh mitzvahs esay al bezin la'arog v'la'halkos. Chai gavna, v'mikol makom inyan mitzvah zohi b'toras onesh la'nidon. So he has a sapek. It doesn't really develop the side of mitzvah so much. Is it a mitzvah or is it an onesh? Onesh, what's onesh mean? It's like an onesh bezdin. Again, it's hard to imagine it's onesh bezdin for people who didn't do that later. These are, you know, many generations later. But it's a geder onesh. So we have really three tzadim here. Is it a din in the kama? Is it a din in atzala? Or is it a din in onesh? and they're nafkamina. So one nafkamina is treifa. If you look, skip down two lines, at the end of the line, v'dan al pizeh be'amaleki treifa im yesh mitzvah lahargo. Yimu b'taras onesh hari treifa lavar onshin lemisa. The lach is, a person's a treifa, there's no din onshe bezdin. So Imam Shmuel says din onshe bezdin, maybe you wouldn't be chayev. So that's one nafkamina. And then another nafkamina is Shabbos. If you look up a little few lines above, it talks about Shabbos. V'raya, the kasav ha-rambam, b'sefer ha-mitzvahs, v'hilchas and hedrin, also v'halkos v'shabbos, v'shum da'osu v'anash ha-chatoim v'shabbos. You're not supposed to do onshe bezdin on Shabbos. So he wants to say, if Chomis HaMalik is din onesh, you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. He's not talking about the Chil Shabbos Shabbos. He's talking about the Maisa Anisha. You can't do a Maisa Anisha, because Malkus is no Chil Shabbos. There's, you're not going to give Malkus on Shabbos. Question of Laila, in the Marcheshes, where I quoted before, he discusses, I didn't bring you the piece, but he discusses, if it's din onshe bezdin, maybe you can't do it at night. You don't do onshe bezdin at night. And the last nafkamina, which is very interesting, question of Kabbalah's Gerim. Can you accept Gerim from Amalek? This is Machlokes in Chazal. If you look at the Gemara in Gittin, verse number 22, Tana Ne'eman Ger Toshav Haya, Nuvaz Radon Ger Tzedek Haya, Bibnei Banav Shel Haman Lomdu Torah Bibnei Brak. Right? This has nothing to do with contemporary Bibnei Brak, but Bibnei Banav Shel Haman Lomdu Torah Bibnei Brak. So Haman's descendants converted. And they were studying Torah. If you look at the Mechilta, though, there's a debate about this. Ba'osa Shah, Masha Nemar, Lamosha, Rabbeinu, Yova, Echad, Mikola Umos, Shiva Olam, Liskayer, Shi Kabluhu, Uibesa Shalom Alek, Shaloyi Kabluhu. At that point, they said, we won't be Makabal Gerim from Malik. So it's a big, it's a shame that it seems to be Machlokas Chazal. Machlokas Deram seems to assume you can Makabal Gerim from Malik. Very interesting discussions. Also philosophical discussions. Is there a tikkun or not? But I was thinking it could be an afkamina to this question also, that if it's a gather of onesh or nakama, it could be a kavel. We have to punish them. Where if it's a question of atzala, so again, depending how you formulate atzala, but if atzala is that we think they in their DNA that they're going to hurt us, so if they're miskayer, it's not a problem. If it's atzala more of a deterrent, maybe it wouldn't apply. So these are potential afkaminas. Again, it's a very interesting sugya, Amalek. And just to summarize, Bekitzer, we saw two main chakiras. One is a dinim chia, which is the pashtas, or a dinim chama, nafkaminas, and then maybe possibly tzvei dinim. And the second question is, what's the gedder of the chia of misa? Is it a din in the kama? Is it a din in hatzala? Is it a din onesh? And some nafkaminas to that question as well.